Next kina is kina mem 40 or 42, Sia Yedidus, Rav Yisrael Friedenshut.
Kina starts off describing the Beis HaMikdash, Tzion Yedidus Yedid Soe L'Sarayich. Now the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Yedidus, the friendship. Yedid Soe, which was built in the Chalek of Binyamin, who was called a Yedid. Levinyon min Oma, Yedid Hashem. Binyamin is referred to as Yedid. And the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Menuchas that when it came the time to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbeinu Shloilem said, Yuvoi Yedid ben Yedid. Let Shloima HaMelech build the Beis HaMikdash. Shloima HaMelech is referred to as Yedid. One of his names was Yedidya. Ben Yedid, an Einikol of Avrum Avini, who is called Yedid, Mal Yedidi Bebesi. Ve'yivne Yedid, and let him build the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Yedid. Hapusik in Tehillim, Ma Yedidois Mishkunoisayich Hashem Tzavukois. Ve'yivne Yedid, let him build the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Yedid, Bechelkoi Shel Yedid, and the Chalik of Binyamin is called the Yedid. V'yiskape Boy Yedidim. And through that, Klal Yisroel, who are referred to as Yedidim, will have a Kapura. We see from this Gemara that the foundation stone of the Beis HaMikdash is the Yesod of Yedidus. One can only build a Beis HaMikdash through somebody who is considered a Yedid. The Beis HaMikdash can only be built in the Chalik of somebody who is a Yedid. And the Beis HaMikdash can only be built for somebody who is a Yedid. And you can only have a Kapura if you are a Yedid. Therefore we understand now very clearly why, because of the Aveira of Sinas Chinam, this caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash is the theme of Yedidus. That's the lifeline which pulsates throughout the entire binyan. And you think about it, every single Jewish boy, when he's born and he has the Brit Shel Avrom Avini, we make a brucha and we say this nisach, Ashei Kiddush Yedid Mibetem V'choik V'she'eiroi Som. Then we carry on. Al kein bischazois tzavel chakeni lahatzil yedidis sha'ereini mishachas. We are establishing, we are b'nei Avruam Yitzchok v'Yaakov. Avruam Avini, his title was Yedid. And when we are nichnas lebrisa shel Avruam Avini, we have to also emulate and to strive to this madrega, to be a Yedid. What does it mean to be a Yedid? So, steht von der Rebbe Moshe Leib Sasseva. The Rebbe Moshe Leib Sasseva said, people think Ahavas Yisroel means just to help another Yid, to befriend another Yid. Said the Rebbe Moshe Leib Sasseva, that is not yet Ahavas Yisroel. Ahavas Yisroel means when a fellow Yid is suffering, is having a difficult time, he's not coping, he's not managing, you feel his pain and you are there to help him. There's a Moedika story which Toysus tells over in Menuchas, a Din Torah, a fascinating Din Torah which was brought to Shloima HaMelech, the Chochem Mikal Udom. We know there's such a phenomenon of Siamese twins who are joined together at birth. One day, tells us Toysus B'Shem Medrash, A person came to Shlomo HaMelech. He had two heads and one body. And he asked the Shal of Shlomo HaMelech. And he said, I have two heads, so I am two people. So I want to get a double portion of the Yerusha from my father. The other sibling said, no, you're not two people. You are one body. You're one person with two heads. And he said, no, I'm not one person with two heads. I'm two people with one body. That's a difficult shala to paskin. Shloima HaMelech HaChochem Mikaludom. How did he paskin this shala? He said one should blindfold this person, one of his heads should be blindfolded. And one should pour boiling hot water on the other head. And this is what they did. And when they poured boiling hot water on the second head, both heads started to scream, ow, it hurts, you're hurting me, what are you doing? Said Shlomo HaMelech, this is one person. Because when I poured hot water on one head, the other head started to shout. And this, Din Torah, is a Moedika lesson for us. If we want to know, is Klal Yisrael a Gif Echad? Are we all one person? The test, the litmus test is, do you cry out? Does it hurt you? Does it pain you? When you see other Yidden suffering, when you see other Yidden not coping, if it doesn't, it shows that you're not part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Gif Echad. If it doesn't pain you, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. The Chazon Ish used to say, every person in the morning makes a brucha, Shelo Yosani Goy. That's very easy. Ich bin nicht kein Goy. Oh, but you didn't yet say you are a Yid. To be a Yid, said the Chazon Ish, is the more you feel another person's suffering, the more Yid you are. This is the test, how much of a Yid a person really is. It's a beautiful story told over from my Zayde, the Chodkiva Rebbe. During the First World War, the Rebbe helped many young Bukhrim and Yingalat to evade army service. And eventually, word got out to the authorities that the Rebbe was aiding people to escape from going into the army, which was a cardinal sin. Moed b'malchus, who would have been killed if it was found out. So they heard about it, the authorities, and they sent a spy. They sent a Yid, a Geshmada Yid Nebuch, dressed up as a from Yid, to see whether it's true. He came into the Rebbe, and when he came in, he broke down in tears, and he said, Rebbe, I've got one son, born to me after many years, and he just now received his papers, calling him up to the army. I'm worried what's going to beat him. Rebbe, you have to save him. The Rebbe listened to his words, and he said, will you tell me again what's the problem? And again, the Yid repeats the story a second time. I've got one son. He was born after many years, and he's received his papers, call up to the army, and I'm worried he's going to get killed. Rebbe, you have to save him. When he'd finished, the Rebbe said, will you tell me it again? And for a third time, he repeated the same story, word for word. The Gabon were taken aback. What didn't the Rebbe understand? What was so difficult? When the Yid had finished the third time, the Rebbe turns to him in a loud voice. He tells him, don't you know there's a war on? Dinner the Malchisa, dinner. You've got to obey the laws of the country. If no one's going to go to fight, how are we going to win the war? Of course your son's got to go. And he told him to leave the Beis HaMedrash immediately. A few days or weeks later, the Rebbe received a letter from the army that they'd heard rumors that he's aiding people to try and evade army service. So they sent a spy to find out if it's true. And they were so pleased and gratified to hear that not only was it not true, but the Rebbe told this person off and he shouted at him. And therefore they thanked him for being so loyal to the country. The Hasidim were sure it can only have been Riach HaKodesh. said the Rebbe, it wasn't Riach HaKodesh. I'll tell you how I knew. He said, when a Yid comes into me and he tells me of his pain, straight away it affects me. Straight away I feel this other Yid's sorrow. It gets me down. I feel very upset for him. But when this Yid told me of his pain, of his suffering, it left me cold. At first I thought to myself, perhaps it's me who's to blame. Perhaps I have lost this madrega to be able to feel another Yid's suffering. So I asked him to repeat the story. And when he repeated it, I felt that he wasn't genuinely upset. It's true he was crying. It's true he seemed upset. But I felt it was put on. I wasn't sure. So I asked him to repeat the story a third time. And when he repeated it the third time, then I realized it was like I had thought. This Yid was not upset. The whole thing was just a show. The reason why I couldn't feel his pain was because he had no pain. So I realized there's something very fishy here. And that's why I told him what I told him. When we see somebody else is in pain and we don't feel his pain, there's only one of two things. Either this other person is not a Yid, or if he is a Yid, there's something wrong with us, that I'm not on the level how we should be. And this is what the Kinnah is telling us. The Beis HaMikdash is the Yedid, is the sign of Yedidus, that Kalal Yisrael's Yedidus, V'yiskapri bo Yedidim, it's a Kapura for Kalal Yisrael who are Yedidim. As long as Kalal Yisrael hold themselves together, then we have Ashus Hashchena, then we have a Kapura. However, if we have lost this Madrega of Yedidus, to feel another Yid's pain, then we have lost the Kapura of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is what the Kinnah is telling us. And that's why it was the Aveira of Sinas Chinam, which therefore caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. See, on Yedidus Yeditsu Elusarayich, Shocham Keseif of Beroivin Vaz Hadurayich, Siyoin Hadakoy Lchada Amitois, V'chol Mishkav Doidim Yedidich, V'voi Chadri Chadurayich, Siyoin Bericha Beruch Al Yoyna,